Welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And you heard that right. I'm Dear Scooter. This is a podcast designed to help you fall asleep. The way it works is I'm going to tell you a story in order for you to put your thoughts aside or whatever you're worrying about, whatever your mind's racing about, presents or bills or life, and just listen to the story. And slowly, the story's going to get more and more boring. And hopefully you'll become more and more relaxed and drift off into sleep. That's the goal, and it sounds pretty easy. Just get in bed, pull up the covers, close your eyes, lights are out, just press play, and I'm going to try to send you off into dreamland. And I'm so confident in my ability to bore you that if this podcast doesn't work for you over a couple nights, doesn't help you fall asleep, and the sleep tips on our website don't work, www.sleepwithmepodcast.com, email me and let me know, or find me on Twitter. It's at Dearest Scooter on Twitter, and Dearest Scooter at sleepwithmepodcast.com is the email address. And I'll work with you one-on-one and try to figure out how you can get a good night's sleep. And I'm not here to sell you some sleep coaching sessions, or I'm not a consultant or a vitamin salesman. I'm someone that can relate. As an adult, you know, I have trouble getting sleep sometimes. And as a kid in fifth and sixth grade, I had insomnia. And it was one of those memories like no one believed me. They were like, oh, you're imagining it. So, oh, it's pseudo insomnia. You're just being dramatic or whatever. But, you know, I felt all alone and trapped every night. It was like kind of like a living nightmare. So that's why I'm here for you. I'm boring. That's my superpower, and I'm trying to put it to good use. So that's this podcast, and if you like it, let me know. If there's something we can do better, let us know. Dearest Scooter at sleepwithmepodcast.com. Or if I'm mumbling my words, just try feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. All right, let's get to sleep. Tonight, I'm giving you a made-up story. I just made up the other night helping someone fall asleep in person. I mean, it was a young child, not an adult. But it's just a Christmas story, and I don't even know if it makes any sense, and it's called The Elf Nobody Knew. Once upon a time, there was a young elf, and he was kind of like a lone wolf type elf. He was alone and forgotten, but not abandoned. Just kind of no one. He was just kind of a plain run-of-the-mill elf. He had a solitary job, and he liked to spend his time alone. Like, he'd play with the squirrels, and he'd build snowmen and snow women and dance with them, and then the squirrels would grab their carrot noses and run away. And he was, you know, a little bit nervous around people, or elves. People, man. So he spent most of his time alone, and because he worked alone, he didn't know a whole lot of people. And he would go out deeper and deeper into the pine groves and meet all these different squirrels. And his job was really essential to Christmas Eve. So the closer it got to Christmas, his anxiety would get stirred up. And he'd spend more and more time in the woods with these animals and his snowmen friends and women friends. And, you know, that would help him relax and unwind. Well, this one day, he brought a ton of carrots. He made all these snowmen, and all these squirrels were there. And he was chasing them around with the carrots. And he took a tumble. And he slid down this ravine. He was tumbling, tumbling, tumbling. And pop! His ankle broke. And he's lying there at the bottom of the ravine. And he doesn't know where he is. He tries to stand up. He barely stands up. He's like, help, help, help. And I guess none of the squirrels saw him, or they couldn't get down the ravine because no one responded. And, you know, for a little while he started to cry. And the sun was starting to come down. And he was starting to get cold. And he didn't know what to do. His ankle hurt. Started swelling up. And then again, he's like, you know, is there, hello, hello, is there anybody out there? And finally, like some deeper woods squirrels came. And they came along and they said, oh, oh. He said, hey, I'm hurt. And I can't get up. Like, is there any way you can help me? And the squirrels were, not just you should know, if it's not obvious, does that squirrels and animals can communicate. You know, who else teaches a reindeer? So they're talking, and I was like, oh, man, like, where are you from? He's like, oh, the North Pole. And they're like, oh, that's a big city. You know, we try to stay away from there. And he's like, well, that's where I'm from. And they're like, well, you shouldn't some of your people come looking for you? And he's like, yeah, I hope, but what am I going to do? I'm getting cold. And those are the squirrels, you know, they're bringing him some wood. And luckily, you know, every elf has to take this survival course. And he was a little confused. He didn't know, but he could start a fire. So boom, he starts a fire. And the squirrels brought him some nuts. Even though they weren't the most tasty nuts, you know, he cooked them on the fire and ate them. And he fell asleep, and the squirrels kind of watched over him. And in the morning, he said, well, what's your name? Like, no one's come looking for you. We've been looking, listening. He said, my name's Eldo. And the squirrels were like, oh, wait a second. You're Eldo? Eldo the elf? You know, we heard about you from the squirrels in town, man. They said you're, like, hilarious. He said, really? You're like, yeah, you can set up that whole snowman town. Like, they're always bragging about how much fun it is. Like, do you think we could do that down here? Nello kind of, like, looks at his ankle and rolls his eyes. And, oh, man, sorry. Well, anyway, we'll go into town. And we'll tell them Eldo's missing, and I'm sure they're going to send, you know, a whole bunch of mess of people. And Eldo's like, well, are you going to leave me here by myself? Like, yeah, well, you'll be fine. We know, we got to keep together. The squirrels go off. Naldo's there. And Naldo's getting a little nervous. You know, hours are ticking by. And then he hears this thing. And he's like, oh, man, is that that abominable snowman I always heard about? Or what? And he sees this bear trudging through the woods. The bear looks at him. Looks at the fire. Sniffs at the air. Comes a little closer. Sniffs at the air again. And he goes, you weren't cooked. Bear goes, you weren't cooking any salmon, were you? Doesn't smell like it. Like, no. Oh, I love salmon. I would have asked to share some with you. So mind if I sit down by your fire? And goes, oh, no. Go right ahead. And bear's like, no, there's something else that's smelling the air. It's a storm coming tonight. It's like, you live out here? I was like, no, I hurt my ankle. And then talked to some squirrels, and they're going to the North Pole to get me some help. And I was like, oh, too bad. Well, you might freeze CF if they don't get here first. The bear's like, I'll take you back to my cave, and I'm sure the squirrels will be able to follow. You know, I'll go down, pick us up some salmon. You can cook it. And we'll have a nice, you know, nice evening. And, you know, maybe you listen to some of my poetry. Maybe not. I don't know. By the way, what's your name? I'm Barry, the bear. And he's like, oh, I'm Eldo. Eldo the elf. Oh, my goodness, Eldo the elf. He's like, those squirrels are always saying, man, I wish we had Eldo down here. Like, those elves up on the top of that ridge near town, they got this guy. He comes out, pets them, plays games with them, brings them snacks, like high snacks with high fruit, beta-carotene snacks. And, oh, wow, it's a pleasure to meet you, Eldo. Come on back. So they head back to the cave, and meanwhile, squirrels have got to town, and they're on the edge of town, and they spot a couple elves walking and say, oh, hey, we got an emergency here. And I say, oh, what's up? Wait a second, what type of squirrel are you? Like, oh, we're deepwood squirrels, not like the squirrels around here. It's no, you know, just a little bit different in our fur and stuff, but basically the same creature. And I was like, okay, well, we've never seen your type of squirrel before, but what's up? And they're like, oh, we got an elf down in the ridge down there, and he needs some help. I'm like, oh, dear. What elf? We haven't heard about any missing elves. The squirrels are like, well, his name's Aldo. He's, you know who Aldo is, right? And the elves look at each other like, Aldo, I don't know about it. Do you know anything about Aldo? And these elves were the suspicious sort, obviously, because they weren't. They're like, are you sure he isn't one of those deep woods elves? You know, like a troll? And the squirrels are like, well, I don't think he's a troll. Like, trolls are, wider. This guy's got candy cane tights on. I've never seen a troll in candy cane tights. They're like, well, maybe he's a crafty troll. Maybe you're crafty squirrels. Maybe you should just run along. There's no Aldo the elf. And squirrels are kind of like, stumped. And they're about to go look for more elves when they sense the storm's coming. So they got to run back to, they're like, we got to go save, make sure, we got to find some shelter for Aldo, man. And they run back. And meanwhile, these elves, they just go back to town. And, night falls and Aldo's safe, reading poetry with the berry. And Deepwood squirrels are looking for him. Meanwhile, that was the 23rd, it's the 24th this morning, and, all the elves are in prep, going down all these checklists, there's a lot of stuff you gotta double check tonight, Christmas Eve day, and Santa goes out, and he's like, okay, let's do a dry run in the sled, in the sleigh. So, he gives it the whole, heave-ho, and they get ready to launch. And there's too much friction. And the reindeer can't get the sleigh up to launch speed. They can barely move it. Santa's like, where's the chief? He calls for his chief of staff or whatever, and the elf comes over. And he's like, what in the Sam Hayes going on here? This is the big night. This sleigh's, it's not running at speed. And the elf starts going down his checklist. Okay, we got the lighting, reins checked, Dingo checked, Dingo checked. Oh, sleds have not been checked. They have not been sharpened or waxed with the special magical lubricant. And they say, whoa, Darnation's in charge of that. And they go, I don't know. Let's see here. Aldo the Elf. He goes, where is this Aldo the Elf? Is he... He doesn't have an apprentice or something? He's like, oh, no, he's our lone man. It's a pretty easy job and kind of boring the rest of the year, so... I don't even remember this Aldo. Go to his house and wake him up. He's probably on some kind of 23rd bender or something. So the elves run to Aldo's house, pound on the door, and no one answers, Aldo was renting a room from this old woman. She finally, what's going on? And they go, where's this Aldo the elf? Wake him up. She's like, oh, Aldo. He's like, he lives here. Oh, and she goes, oh, that's that young man's name. He's a quiet one. No, he's not here. Oh, well, let him in. We're on authority of Santa Claus. Let us into his apartment. We'll get him out. And they go in. I don't know if it's a considered, if this is just cause or not. In the North Pole, but they go in and Aldo's bed's unslept. Like, oh, jeez. And then they just start running through town like this mob of elves. Like, where, anybody grabbing people? You know where this Aldo the elf is? And finally, they just happen to run into a couple of elves that ran into the Deepwood Squirrels the night before, and they say, "Oh, wait a second, did you just say Aldo the Elf?" And they're like, "Yeah, we need this darn Aldo. We can't, the night's not going to go through without him." And they're like, "Really? Because we were in the woods talking to these Deepwood Squirrels, and they said a elf had hurt his ankle and fallen down a ridge, and that his name was Aldo. But, you know, we never heard any Aldo. We figured it was like a troll in disguise or something trying to, you know, get in for the big feast, you know, on the 26th. And, we got to get in there. Call a search party. We gotta get this elf." And they report, Santa, turns out this Aldo's hurting in the woods. So they organize a search party. Meanwhile, just Aldo's chilling in the cave with Barry, kind of enjoying himself, working his ankle, eating salmon. And then all of a sudden this, you know, high-powered elf snowmobiles and choppers descend on the cave. And they, like, charge into the cave. They're using all sorts of heat sensors and stuff. And they find, like, Aldo the Elf, oh! And he's like, "Yeah. Like, we need you. It's the 24th. And he's like, "Well, I've been down here. I sent for help. No one came." And he's like, "My ankle's broke." Like, "Okay, we'll take you back." And they, you know, put, you know, whatever you call it, stabilize him and make sure there's nothing wrong with him. Throw him in a helicopter. They got the top elf EMT staff in there slapping him together. Boom, land him right at the sleigh. And, you know, now there's like a huge crowd gathered, and the story's kind of gone from like the boring story I'm telling to like, this legendary elf was attacked by a bear and fought 50 bears, slapped him with salmon and read him poetry till he fell asleep and then escaped, and then his leg was bitten off. But anyway, Aldo gets right to work. He's like, jacks up one side of the sleigh, starts running like a whetstone or whatever you call it, sharpening it up on the sleds, puts his special mix of different nanomolecules or whatever on the sleigh, checks up the other side, you know, does the same thing. Meanwhile, even Santa's watching him, like, and Aldo's, like, really a focused dude, like, takes great pride, like, just one, a person you can just watch work, you can tell he loves it, and his attention to detail is unprecedented. And after he's done, he checks on the sleigh, and he's kind of humble, you know, he's trying to ignore the crowd, and Santa looks at him. He says, "Sleigh's all set, sir. I apologize for, you know, getting hurt." And then Santa takes a knee and then kind of scrunches down so he's like a little bit below Aldo's height and says, "You know what, son? I'm the one that should be apologizing." And he says, "I'm sorry for not appreciating you. My name's Kris Kringle." And he goes, "Aldo the Elf." And they shake hands, and Santa looks around. All the elves start looking at each other, and they're ashamed. Even Santa, kind of. And, you know, all the elves get in line. They start shaking his hand, apologizing, like, "I'm sorry." And Santa goes, "From this night forward, starting on the 26th, it's like every elf, every day needs to do a kind act for a stranger or for an animal and learn their name. Because there's no more Eldoing of Eldos or whatever. I don't know. I'll think of something. I got a lot on my mind tonight, but this is not who we are. And we've almost forgotten the spirit of Christmas." And he looks at Aldo and goes, "Aldo, would you like to come with me tonight and deliver presents to the children of the world?" And Aldo's like, "Well, Santa, I've never heard of a... You want me riding the sleigh? Like, not a backup or something? So I want you to ride right next to me with a cup of cocoa. You'll see all the continents of the world. And the joy of all the children." It's like Santa's starting to sound like Walter Cronkite all of a sudden, but Aldo's like, well, my goodness, Santa. I don't think I've earned this right." And he goes, "Oh, yes, you have. I need to earn the right to sit next to you in that sleigh. And I hope to do that over this next year. With that, Eldo became a part of Christmas history. And it's kind of important parable. Is it a parable? I guess, yeah. People are easy to forget. People are easy to forget. I don't know. But that's the story of Eldo, the elf. And I guess I can only make it more boring with listing some parts of slaves. So if you're not asleep already, sit back and listen to me go over some parts of the McCormick Deering Western type sleigh. First part is the benches, of course, that's where you sit. Then you got the bench band, you got the bench plate for the King Bolt, bolsters, bolster plate, bolster end band. Braces for the tongue. Braces for the tongue. Bolster pin or stakes. You could choose either. You got the cart shoe. Cart shoe is connected to the cart runner block, which is connected to the cart bench block. You got the clevia for irons in the short reach. Clips for the raves. Draw rods for the rollers. Draw pin for the double tree or tongue, hammer strap on pole, the king bolt connected to the queen bolt. I guess it wouldn't be the queen bolt, it would be the, well, never mind. You have the tongue, the raver, rave blocks, yeah man, rave blocks, roller with fair rules, runner wood river block. Runner nose band. Runner nose plate on the inside and a runner nose plate on the outside. Stark pin. Staple for the front bench. A hammer strap book